This episode is brought to you by BundleRabbit.com, Earth's most accessible book bundling marketplace. Welcome to The Everyday Novelist. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer, author of nearly 30 books, more than 30 short stories, and numerous articles and scripts and essays, coming to you from up in the crow's nest with my spyglass on this daily voyage through the dicey waters of business, craft, learning, and art in the writing life. Welcome to The Questions, episode 638. Today, Melissa asks,
editing. I am trying very hard to cycle. I am, because I hate editing. But I write at work, on my iPad, at my computer, so lots of the time I'm picking up where I left off. Then I have a huge amount to add into my Scrivener files, and I'm ready to do the next scene and never go back. When I have multiple days off, rare, but it does happen, and I'm at the same computer for days writing in my files, it is much easier to read back, edit, and catch up. Any thoughts as to how to make this easier when you are pulling in multiple sources, then realize you should have been in bed 10 minutes ago?
Does this sound to you like a file management problem?
Yeah.
It sounds like a file management problem. So, I'm going to recommend something I don't recommend anyone do because I think it's a terrible, stupid idea. I'm going to recommend the thing I think you shouldn't do, but it would work, and then I'm going to recommend a similar thing that will work and not expose you to the same problems. If you use a cloud word processor like Google Docs, this won't be an issue because you'll be able to edit the same document from anything with a web browser. Now, the reason I don't recommend this to anyone is giving more of your information over to the global surveillance state that's being built de facto by companies like Google. Really bad idea, and also very insecure. Their servers get hacked all the time, and, I mean, on the one hand, there's the game theoretics of who'll be interested in my stupid little story. But on the other hand, someone might be interested in your stupid little story, or there may be thoughts in there that you want to keep private, that you would have edited out before you let go. So, that's the insecure way to do it. The secure way to do it is to use an encrypted service or to take your document around on a portable drive that can plug into anything, or to have a secure encrypted directory on a web host that you rent that only you can access, and you can log into it with a password and grab your file and then re-upload it every session. There's a bunch of different ways to do this, and writing it in sections and merging it is probably the most difficult and cumbersome way. She said she's writing on her work computer on...
Work computer, iPad, and computer at home.
Okay, iPad is the only one I'm not quite sure how you'd... So I'm not familiar with iPads, but I've just had a look at an iPad from a kind soul who is in the same house at the same time, and I have been informed that there is, in fact, a kind of USB drive that you can carry around with you that'll plug in both to your iPad and to a computer. So we're going to link to that in the show notes, and all you gotta do then is carry it in a file format that you can edit on those different platforms. DocX might not do it, but ODT file probably will, or you can write in straight text, which you can edit anywhere, and then format later. But if you keep your manuscript on one of those double-ended memory sticks that we're going to link to in the show notes, you'll be able to edit the same document everywhere you go, and then back it up when you get home at night. And you'll want to do that because, you know, you can drop things and other stuff like that. But then you won't be having to play Sneakernet or emailing yourself your manuscript all the time, which is another way to do it. Also not terribly secure, but much more secure than leaving it up on Google.
That may have problems if she's emailing it from work and...
That's true. You could get in trouble for misuse of company resources and that sort of thing. So, this is probably the best way to do it. Put it on a little drive, take the document with you, edit the same document everywhere you go, and that way you don't have to keep just starting where you left off from memory. You actually can drop back a couple of paragraphs, read forward. You can realize that you need to jump back a few chapters to add something in order to make what you're doing work. You can do all of that on the fly because you've got it all with you at the same time and you don't have to worry about it. And then at night when you get home, you back up the document to your computer and you can update your Scrivener file by just copying and pasting, and then you can export a new document of the editable format from Scrivener next time you're going around to somewhere else. that should do it for you, and I really hope it works. Let me know if it does. If it doesn't, we'll throw it open to the hive mind and see if anyone else has got another idea. Thank you very much for the question, and I'll see you tomorrow.
The Everyday Novelist is written by J. Daniel Sawyer and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and Kitty Nakian and is produced by Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. The text is copyright 2019 J. Daniel Sawyer and the production is copyright 2019 Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license and all other rights are reserved to their respective owners.